Yo Gen Z, what's up? Riley Hot here, and let me tell you, I woke up today feeling like my inbox was a dumpster fire, my social media feed was a black hole of negativity, and my energy levels were basically non-existent. Sound familiar? Yeah, being perpetually on is exhausting, right? You're constantly juggling school, work, that never-ending stream of notifications, and trying to maintain some semblance of a social life. It's enough to make you want to curl up in your bed and disappear into a TikTok vortex. But guess what? I'm here to tell you there's a way out. It's called setting boundaries. Now, before you click off thinking this is some boring self-help spiel, hear me out. Boundaries aren't about being a hermit or shutting people out. They're about creating a healthy and sustainable life for yourself. Think of it like your own personal force field, protecting your energy and time from the constant barrage of demands. Ever felt like you're constantly saying yes to things you don't even want to do? Like agreeing to hang out when all you really crave is some alone time. You know that feeling when you're just so overloaded that you can barely function? That's a major sign you need to start setting some boundaries. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your boundary game. First off, identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that are absolutely essential for your well-being? It could be anything from getting enough sleep to spending time in nature, or maybe even just having an hour of uninterrupted gaming time, no judgment. Once you know what's non-negotiable, protect it like your life depends on it. Don't let anyone guilt trip you into sacrificing your needs. Remember that Beyoncé once said, "I slay because I'm unapologetically me." So own your needs, and don't be afraid to say no when necessary. Next up, communicate clearly and directly. This doesn't mean being rude or aggressive, it just means being honest about your limits. When someone asks you to do something that you can't or don't want to do, politely decline and explain why. You don't need to overexplain yourself, a simple "I appreciate the offer, but I'm already swamped" is usually enough. If people constantly push your boundaries, it might be time to reevaluate the relationship. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your favorite pair of shoes, would you? Thirdly, learn to say no without feeling guilty. Seriously, it's a superpower. Saying yes to everything only leads to burnout and resentment. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a crowded pool without knowing how to swim, right? Well, setting boundaries is like learning to swim in the ocean of life. It takes practice, but it's essential for staying afloat. Next, remember that boundaries are not set in stone. Life is constantly changing, so your needs and priorities will too. That means you might need to adjust your boundaries over time. Don't be afraid to reevaluate what works for you and make changes as needed. It's like customizing your phone, you wouldn't keep the same settings forever, right? Finally, don't forget to take care of yourself. Setting healthy boundaries is a vital part of self-care. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to deal with life's challenges. Think of it like charging your phone. If you keep using it without plugging it in, eventually it'll die. So make sure you're taking time for yourself to recharge and replenish. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, and suddenly you see a notification from your friend group chat. They're planning a weekend getaway. Sounds fun, right? But here's the catch. You already have plans, and honestly, the last thing you want to do is sacrifice your precious alone time. What do? You say no, with confidence and kindness, of course. You explain that you've already made other plans, but thank them for thinking of you. Then you put your phone down and enjoy your well-deserved break. See? Boundaries are your best friend when it comes to protecting your peace. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful takeaways to help you set those boundaries and reclaim your time and energy. Remember, saying no isn't a weakness, it's a strength. It shows that you value yourself and your well-being. Don't be afraid to speak up for what you need. The world needs your authentic self, unfiltered and unapologetic. Now go out there and slay those boundaries like the badass Gen Zers you are. Tag me in your TikTok videos about setting healthy limits, and let's show the world how it's done. Don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe. We gotta keep this self-care revolution rolling. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.